Jamal came over from HQ and said that Captain Stewart wanted to see me. About my profile?
What profile?
I'm not supposed to wear boots, I said. I don't know nothing about no profile, Jamal said. I think it's about Gearhart. I went over to HQ Hut, and Captain Stewart was watching Phil Silvers on television.
You want to tell me what happened last night?
He asked.
About what?
Your patrol lost two men. He was drinking from a cup. I was about 4 feet away, but I could still smell it was booze.
One killed, one wounded.
We were waiting for the chopper and...
Medevac? You were waiting for a medevac?
No, sir, we hadn't been hit yet, I said. We were hoping to get away without being hit.
Lieutenant Gearhart mess up.
He shot off a flare. We got exposed, I said. But I think they knew we were there.
You're a good man, Perry, he said. Why don't you see what you can do with this letter? Give it back to me before it's sent.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something else, too. How many of the enemy do you think there were?
Seemed like the place was crawling with them, sir.
And you guys laid down a pretty good line of fire?
Best we could.
How many you think we got? He asked. I know you can't be sure. Just give me a number.
I didn't know what to say. A picture of the Paddies came into my mind.
20? 30?
Maybe not that many, sir.
Maybe, but it could have been.
It could have been, sir.
Good enough. Captain Stewart nodded. See what you can do with that letter.
I read the letter. It was Lieutenant Gearhart to Turner's folks. It said that it was his fault that their son was dead and he was sorry. There was a lot of pain in the letter. It said that Turner was hit in the back after our position had been exposed to the enemy. I rewrote the letter. I said that Turner was fighting off the enemy, trying to let the rest of us escape, when he was killed. Gearhart was in the mess hall, slumped over a cup of coffee, when I found him and showed him the letter. He read it slowly and shook his head.
Captain Stewart told me to write it, I said.
If I hadn't set off that damned flare...
His voice trailed off.
He still might have got it, I said.
You can't tell.
You know, I never thought much about black people before I got into the army. I didn't think I was prejudiced or anything. I just didn't think much about black people.
Well, we're here, I said.
I think I should let his parents know what happened,
Gearhart said.
I don't want to be left off the hook.
The letter I wrote, I said, is going to sit better with his family. You might feel bad, like you need to get something off your chest, but don't drop it on his folks. It's going to be hard enough just having him dead. He looked at me, then pushed the letter across the table.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I wanted to be pissed at him. I wanted to think that he was crap because of what he said about black people. But the only thing I could think about was that I was glad it was Turner and not me. It wasn't what I wanted to feel, or what I thought I was supposed to feel. Jamal came by and showed me the body count figures. Stewart had listed 28 of the enemy as killed.